Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. This year, as Enterprise Ireland celebrates St. Patrick's Day, the development agency has its sights set on ASEAN and the opportunities it presents to Irish firms. In fact, the trade agency is looking at a different shade of green. To find out more, we're joined today by Kevin Ryan, and he's the director for ASEAN at Enterprise Ireland. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good evening, Rachel. How are you? It's great to be here this evening.
Good. Great. Well, it's great to have you with us. So let's start off with what's been happening this week, because to mark St. Patrick's Day and the positive impact that Irish businesses are delivering across the world, Enterprise Ireland is hosting over 50 virtual trade events across the world to engage international partners. Can you tell us a little bit more about the trade events? How are they being conducted and what's involved?
Yeah, sure. So, Rachel, obviously this is a very different year to other years. I'm sure you were aware St. Patrick's Day is known throughout the world in terms of its presence, its reach. And traditionally, we would have minister trade missions around this time. So they would be flying out, getting on a plane and coming to visit the regions, promoting Ireland, promoting Irish business. So obviously, that's not happening this year. And we've had to shift to a virtual digital world. Mm-hmm. So from the very top, so our Prime Minister on Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has been hosting a number of webinars and Zoom events. One last night with President Biden, which was very well received and very positive. And then throughout the world, then we have ministers all across our government departments engaging with various countries where we would have a presence. So we have a presence in about 45 countries around the world. So we would have had at least one event per region. And then obviously where Ireland has a strong presence throughout the Eurozone, in the UK, in Australia, here in this region, are hosting a number of events. So my colleagues in Australia from Sydney and Melbourne are being kept very busy in various webinars, face-to-face events as well. So yeah, a very busy week.
And bringing you back here to Asia, what are some of the key plans and focus areas that you're looking at to develop within ASEAN in the year ahead on the back of everything that's been happening with COVID-19?
Yeah, I mean, again, we're using this week to promote Irish business. Enterprise Ireland have come up with an event for this year all around the green future. And we're promoting Irish businesses who are kind of advocating for low carbon future, low carbon innovation, sustainability. Again, I think COVID has really brought home how we can make savings in terms of our carbon footprints. We're not on planes every week. It's really kind of brought it back to how can we make a difference into the future. So we've been working really hard over this last year, supporting our client companies, helping them through research and innovation, development grants to pivot and look at what can they do to support the future innovation.
Enterprise Ireland, this week you launched the international campaign Ready for a Green Future. So I'm assuming all of this ties in with that program and that initiative.
Yes, no, it does, absolutely. And Enterprise Ireland, again, one of our strategic purposes for this year is around a low carbon future. Mm-hmm. And it is really pushing our clients to focus on this. And again, as part of, I suppose, Brexit and COVID coming together very closely, we've had to work on a diversification strategy. We've had to work on innovation and sustainability. So we're helping our companies look at that through funding and then obviously through our presences around the world, helping them find opportunities, finding business opportunities here in Singapore and throughout the whole ASEAN region.
And I'm just thinking with the discussions that you've been having in terms of sectors in Singapore, we have a Smart Nation initiative here. We have the Singapore Green Plan. You're talking about clean tech. Can you give us some examples of the companies that are looking to expand and launch here in Singapore before we get into the rest of the region?
FinTech has traditionally been a very, very strong sector for us here, international education, telcos and so on. But again, looking at the future, what companies have we got within our client portfolio that can really make a difference and really play a part and hopefully support Singapore's Green Plan initiatives? We've got companies the likes of Davra, So Davra are an IoT technology company based in Ireland, and they've got a number of platforms that can help support smart cities agendas, smart waste, traffic initiatives. I mean, there's other ones. There's Dayon, who provide fingerprinting technology. We have a really great company called Nearform. They're using a lot of technology around traceability. So obviously contact tracing here in Singapore, as we know, is very important and critical to the success and keeping deaths low and keeping the instances of COVID low. So Nearform, I think they've nearly got about 50 million people using their platform. And again, it's using similar to what Trace Together is using. So there's a number of companies from agriculture as well. Obviously now agriculture is one sector that's big here in Singapore, but throughout the ASEAN region, we're working with agri-tech companies because Ireland has traditionally been an agri country, an island nation similar to Singapore. And we're using that best in practice and technology and expertise to bring that to countries here in ASEAN, from Vietnam to Indonesia, Thailand, Philippines, and so on.
Yeah, and agri-tech has really been top of conversation this year on the back of everything that's been happening with COVID-19. Everyone's been looking at food supply chains, how to improve productivity and sustainability of farming as well. We're speaking with Kevin Ryan, Director for ASEAN at Enterprise Ireland. So you mentioned a few countries there within ASEAN for agri-tech. Where else have you got your sights set on within the region, and which sectors? Is it a similar pattern that you're seeing in line with what's happening here in Singapore, and tying that in with the Ready for a Green Future campaign as well?
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, we last year, I mean, I'm here in the region coming up to nearly 2 years. And one of my first priorities when I came out here was to open a new office. So obviously we're headquartered here in the region in Singapore, with the majority of the team being based here. But we opened a new office in Vietnam. And again, we see Vietnam as huge growth potential. Agri is a big importance there. We're seeing a number of companies from Abbey Machinery doing a lot of things. Again, same lines around the sustainability and low carbon emissions. So they have a lot of technology and a lot of products that can help that. So with farmers, keeping the emissions low on the farmland, because we know agri has long been one of the big emitters. So we need to help with that. And I mean, throughout the region, so within Vietnam, telecoms is a big part of what we're doing there. And then in other countries like Malaysia, education, international education is a big part of what we do there. And telecoms, fintech as well, insurtech, regtech. I mean, there's a huge, endless amount of sectors. Industrial as well is really showing some strong growth. We've got some really good companies here around the industrial and construction and engineering sectors. So the likes of PM Group, who are advising companies here in terms of projects, major projects and infrastructural projects going on here. So again, they're providing their expertise and knowledge to support companies here locally to build better and to build more efficiently as well.
Can you talk to us about the footprint of Irish firms currently within ASEAN?
Yeah, I mean, again, we do within APAC, the larger APAC region, we do just over 2.1 billion in trade between our client companies. And then if you bring it back then to the ASEAN region, we do just over 350 million euros in trade between our two regions. So Singapore accounts for about 25% of that through the various sectors we spoke about. And then here in Singapore, we have about 170 companies, client companies, who have a presence or have active sales in the region. And then throughout the rest of the ASEAN region, you're talking about 500-600 companies who are active across the region. As I said, different sectors have different strengths in different regions. So.
And you mentioned that you've expanded into Vietnam as well, setting up an office. Can you tell me more about how the pandemic's changed overseas expansion, perhaps business focus, and what are some of the new opportunities that it's created on the flip side as a result?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, as I mentioned, COVID came quickly on the back of Brexit. And we had already been working very strongly on a diversification plan with our client companies. So COVID then, with a lot of markets, traditional markets that would have been open to companies throughout the Eurozone, throughout the Americas, They looked to Asia, obviously because Asia started opening up first, and they looked at the massive opportunities that are out here. So a lot of the work that we've been doing over these last 6 to 12 months has been working on shining a light, let's say, on the ASEAN region, on the APAC region. And a lot of companies who we've been working with have pivoted. So we've some agri-tech companies, the likes of CombiLift. Mm-hmm. So again, they looked at how can they use their innovation and internal structures to support COVID. So they're traditionally an industrial company who have forklifts and so on, who help industrial companies be more efficient in their warehousing solutions. So they pivoted and they provided a combi ventilator solution, which again, as we know, ventilators were in huge shortness of supply during COVID. And they provided this device that allowed a ventilator to be split. So it allowed a number of people to potentially access a single ventilator. So again, we saw a huge pivot in a lot of key companies. Digital health was another one, obviously, that really came to the fore. And we're seeing throughout ASEAN and throughout the wider APAC region that regulatory frameworks are starting to rapidly increase because governments are seeing the benefit and opportunities within digital health for their population and how they can better manage the population going into acute medical facilities and ideally trying to keep them at home, manage them using technology and digital health solutions at home.
Well, Kevin, that's a lot happening. Very busy time for you at Enterprise Ireland. Thank you so much for sharing all of those updates with us, and a belated happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thanks, Rachel. Take care.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Kevin Ryan, Director for ASEAN at Enterprise Ireland, right here on Prime Time on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.